It's time for Brent's Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. 10 games left for the Sacramento Kings tonight. They host the Phoenix Suns, and this is a big game. The Kings, who have lost two in a row, want to stop the bleeding, and Phoenix enters play tonight only one game up in the loss column over the Clippers, who beat the Thunder last night. Phoenix currently fourth at 38-34. The Clippers are 39-35. Golden State only with 36 losses, one game back of Phoenix and the LA Clippers. Minnesota, 37-37. They're only two games out of the fourth place. Minnesota comes in to play Sacramento next week. The Thunder, who lost last night to the Clippers, are now 11th. So all of these games are huge for the teams playing the Kings. The Kings have a nice cushion between third and fourth, five games in a loss column, and they're only two back in a loss column of Memphis, but remember, they own the tiebreaker. These final 10 games should be a dandy. Tonight, we know about no Durant, no DeAndre Ayton. It's time for the Kings to beat the Phoenix Suns for twice in a span of a week, right? I mean, beat the Phoenix Suns again, a little bit more than a week, 2 weeks, and even up the season series at two games apiece. Kings and Suns, don't forget to join us over on YouTube. Ryan will have the pregame. He'll join me for halftime and postgame. Should be a fun night in Soctown. And that's my rant for today. Hope you have a fabulous weekend, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Grant's Rant.